Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hey, podcasters, want to hear something crazy?
Go for it.
We're recording this during our show. Right now, the news is playing and we're doing this.
Yeah, we got a busy day today after the show, so we thought we'd be proactive and get it done during the show.
I know. It's what they call multitasking. Men usually not so good at it. Lucky I'm the one pressing the buttons.
Hence why I'm only talking and that is it.
I wonder what's happening on the news right now. Oh. What do you reckon Ryan's talking about, our newsreader?
He's talking about the royal baby, I reckon.
Yeah, the royal baby did get named today. We talk about that in today's catch-up if you haven't heard what it is yet.
Yeah, Archie.
You're obviously not listening to Ryan. Do you just give it away? Why are they going to listen now, Josiah? All right, you hook something that's coming up in this catch-up
that they can
listen out for without ruining it for
its
them.
Name's Master Archie. There you go. We'll take that out of the podcast. And you know what's in? Mark Beretta joins us on the show.
Yeah, he does. He's a good dude, Mark Beretta. I really like him.
Nice guy. We play a fun game as well with our listeners. Mm-hmm. Is a meme funny when you try and spell it out like Bill Shorten did in Parliament last night? He did a shocking job of it in the leaders' debate, not Parliament. Sorry.
Yeah. What else is coming up on the show?
A few things. Oh, we've got an MP. Yeah, Damien Drum. He's a local poly.
Yep.
Yeah. For those who aren't from the Golden Valley, we'll put them on towards the end of the podcast.
But we play a fun game with him, so that's relevant for everyone.
That's true.
Okay. Well, now you definitely don't have to listen because we've just told you everything that's in here. But the gags, podcasters. You got to stick around for those.
You don't know what jokes could come out of our mouth. They're a surprise.
There's three good ones. If you can pick out what they are, let us know. Hit us up on the socials.
Very subjective.
Ryan's finishing his news. We've got to go. Oh, we've still got like a few seconds. Yeah. All right, we'll go now. Bye. Yeah.
Master Archie.
This is... Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Did just mention we are doing something massive on the show tomorrow, and it involves the one and only Mark Beretta from Sunrise. So he's in the middle of the Tour de Cure at the moment, and he joins us now. Morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. Delighted to be chatting. Delighted to get off the bike for a little while. Thank you. So happy to chat.
Take a deep breath. It's okay, mate. You're getting there, and you are going to be in Shepparton. It's going to be tomorrow, our time. We're very excited to see you down here for Tour de Cure. How is the ride going, mate?
It's going great. We're smashing records, which is fantastic. You know, well, our most we have ever raised on Tour de Cure in a year was $8.6 million. We're sitting at $9.8 at the moment, and our goal is to get $10 million for cancer research. So it's massive. The support across the country has been awesome. We've got a group of 250 on the road. We're smashing our way south from Sydney to Geelong. We've been through the Snowy Mountains. And we're just enjoying this beautiful phase of the ride now and looking forward to getting to Shep and having a good dinner and a good time and rolling on and eventually getting to Geelong on Saturday.
Well, Shep must be your favourite part, not just because we're here, mate, but because we're also a valley. So we're probably your flattest part of the whole ride. How are the legs holding up?
Not well. My legs feel like you whacked my quads with a hammer. I don't think that's going to get better for the next week or so, but it's an incredible experience. I mean, it's a great way to see the country. And people on the roads, I've got to say, particularly down in this region, have been fantastic. You know, they'll take their time, they'll slow down, and, you know, they'll be patient in getting around us. So I really appreciate that. And it's great to see families who will stop on the side of the road too and wave. And now and then they'll hand over $5 or $10 for the charity. And it's just a really nice vibe. The whole thing is it's an amazing experience.
Yeah, so for anyone listening, the guys are going to be rolling through into Shep this afternoon, and also they're going to be broadcasting live Sunrise from Vic Park Lake tomorrow morning, so get down and support them.
Now, you wouldn't be welcome to the Josiah and Ellie show without us having to ask you for a favour, Mark.
Yep. I've heard some exciting rumours, and you guys do some pretty wild things, so I'm ready.
Mate, we had a ferret last year called Roger Ferreter. I did want to call it Mark Ferretta. That was the number one choice on our list.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
It's a great idea, and your name works perfectly for it. Unfortunately, Roger won, but Roger then got pregnant and had 8 babies, and we had Whitey, our ferret trainer, on early this week. He's allowed us to give one of those babies the name Mark Ferretta.
I like it. That is a great honour. I'm not sure if I'm ready. I don't think I've reached that height of my career yet to have a ferret named after me. But But I'm very grateful. I think that's awesome. It is a match. I can see that. I can see why you'd liken me to a ferret. So that's good.
Oh, Mark, we know that's probably not going to be the highlight of your career, but hey, you know, we'll take it. So would you be up for that if we come down to Vic Park Lake tomorrow morning and present you with Mark Ferretta?
I would love to meet the legendary ferret named, I guess, can I say in my honour? Game on. Mark Ferretta and Mark Beretta, only place you'll see us together is in Shepparton in the morning.
Tour de Cure, Mark Ferretta bringing all the worlds, all the big guns of the Goulburn Valley together. Mate, we really look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning at the lake. We appreciate your time and we're really looking forward to having Mark Ferretta meet Mark Beretta.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great morning. Be there as I give the ferret a run.
Beautiful. I cannot wait. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Mark. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you in the morning.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Do you know who'll be particularly tired? The leader and potential leader of our country, because last night the election debate took place between Bill Shorten and ScoMo, and they really just tore each other to shreds basically the whole way through. It was kind of boring, really. There's one moment in it that really stood out to me, and that was when Bill Shorten tried to describe a meme, right?
Why was he doing that?
Because they got asked a question about social media, and In it, he is talking about how social media is so important these days. It's such a big part of how he's perceived and whatnot. And then he goes like this. I don't always read my Twitter feed. This is a direct quote from him. I saw a very funny cartoon, a meme of Michelle Obama. Barack Obama's looking at a computer screen and Michelle's saying, don't read that, just go to bed. Good advice there, I suspect. And it's just like that. It's not funny when you describe a meme. And this is a philosophy I've had for a long time. Anytime someone tries to describe a meme to me, I say the point of a meme is that you see it on the internet, you visualize what's happening, and you find it funny. You laugh at it.
Because most often it's the picture and the words put together is what makes it funny.
Exactly.
Without the picture, it's not funny.
Exactly. So I've got a theory that I want you, Goulburn Valley, to try and dispel my theory this morning, right? I want you to describe a meme to me and try and make us laugh. 13, 12, 16, if you want to give it a crack this morning. I'm going to try a couple with you, Josiah.
You know I'm not. Don't find many things very funny.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be hard to get this across the line. But this meme, when I saw it, actually made me laugh out loud. Like I was belly laughing on my bed to myself.
All right, here we go.
Staring at this meme. So it's a picture of a girl and a seal, right? They're posing for the camera and the seal's just poking its head up and she's standing next to it. And she has then reposted this photo. Oh God. Her dad has then shared this photo, right? With the caption, happy 21st birthday to my beautiful daughter. And then in brackets left, Raylan. Raylan's the daughter. And then she's reposted it and said, thanks for the clarification, Dad.
As in it could be the seal.
Yeah. The dad's had to clarify which one she is. That's why he said, left is my daughter.
You know what we're going to start calling you? Ellie Shorten. I mean,
see?
I'm sure it's funny.
It's
I'd have to see it.
Look at it now. Look at it when I show it to you. Hilarious, right? Her smiling with the seal and he said, happy birthday to her. She's on the left.
You know what? Looking at it, it is funny because it's like a cheeky photo of the seal as well and then a cheeky comment from her dad put together. When you just...
Bill Shorten fell flat because it's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, but Bill, if you're listening, mate, don't go for it if it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I agree 100%.
First of all, you're 85. You don't know how to you don't even know what a meme is. He probably calls it a meme.
A meme. All right, one more. This is just a status.
So I want to laugh.
I feel like hopefully you could find this funny. This is the best option. The best way of finding a meme funny is the ones that are just reposted statuses. I wonder if colorblind people read Colorado as just Ardo.
Oh, yeah, that's a good joke.
Oh, okay.
It's not really a visual meme, though. That's just a straight-up terrible joke.
Yeah. All right. 13, 12, 16. Can you describe a meme to us that we'll find funny? Let's go to Kane from Echuca. Morning, Kane.
Morning. How you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Kano. Buddy. You got a meme for us?
Yeah.
All right. Hit us with it.
Rightio. So picture there's a cyclist and a cow. The cow's chasing the cyclist. And the caption on the cow is, stop eating my grass, you bloody vegan.
He got Josiah.
Well done, Kano. You know what? Cyclists and vegans, two of my favourite things to talk about on this show, so you've got my attention from the start.
Oh, good effort, Kane. I didn't think we'd get anyone making us laugh that early in the show. Good work.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. The next person we're going to is Katie from Shep. Now, Katie actually contacts us a fair bit on the Facebook page and sends us memes. She calls herself the meme queen. Is that right?
Yes.
We love it when you do. And if anyone else out there is listening wants to send us stuff, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. Hit GV on Instagram is where you can do it, like Katie does.
Yeah. Now, Katie, prove my theory wrong. I reckon you can't laugh. You can't find a meme funny if you're not looking at it. Can you prove me wrong this morning?
Yeah. Let me describe you one, okay?
All right.
So, in this meme, there's a picture of a really overweight tiger. It looks really, really fat, yeah?
Yeah.
And the caption on the meme says, "Me walking into the gym for the first time in 3 years while I, the tiger, blares through my headphones."
Yeah, really? That's all right.
I mean, I cracked a smile, but I think overall I'm going to have to say no go.
Yeah, there's no
no go.
No boodle tish on there.
It'd be funnier if I saw the fat tiger, that's for sure.
Yeah, the fat tiger is funny. All right, I'll try again, but yep. I'll do it with more. In this meme is a guy. He's a little bit drunk, you know. He's had a couple of cordials, you know.
Yep.
And he's sitting on a bench and he's having a conversation with a statue. And he says, and the caption, "When you're drunk, ass, and start making friends with everyone."
Do you know what? I'm going to pay that.
Oh,
I'm going to give it mild applause.
I feel
Thanks, Kelly.
The aim of this segment, I feel like, or the moral is you kind of have to be there to laugh at it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to see the drunk guy. I want to see, what color hair does this drunk guy have? What are his eyes look like? Describe him to me.
He's got brown hair and he's wearing sunglasses.
No.
I mean, Katie, you're still... no Bill Shorten. Yeah. You're a step up from him, but you're not quite all the way there.
Regardless, we've seen your memes. We love your work. You truly are the meme queen of the Goulburn Valley. Thanks for your call this morning.
Mystic memes and laser beams.
Love it. Get around
Done.
It, guys. Get around it.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Oh,
no. Segment is back where he takes a question that no one's ever really asked and answers it on the radio.
Yeah, interesting no less. We have solved some of the biggest things, like last time we around Easter.
Yep.
Do hot cross buns make you drunk?
Yeah.
Turns out they do.
Debatable.
Are aliens in outer space? We don't know. We solve those sorts of questions on this show. This morning's is something you don't want to miss, and it's something that's plagued me my whole life, and that is the letter W in the alphabet.
You don't know how to write it, yeah?
No,
is that your problem?
I don't know how to spell it. Why is the letter W made of two Vs? Think about it. That is
Well, it depends, really. What if you're writing it in running writing?
No.
Then it's two Us?
If you're doing it how it's meant to be spelt in the English language, from the start of time, a W has two Vs in it. Type it on your little letter thing on, what do you call it, Times New Roman on Microsoft Word, or in your email, it comes up as two Vs.
Okay. Yeah.
How's this?
Yep.
It's the only letter in the alphabet with a three-syllable name.
Yep.
W.
Knew that.
You knew it was the only one, though?
Yep.
No, you didn't.
It's the only one with, I'm going to put it out there, is it the only one with more than one syllable?
No.
A-C-D-E-F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V.
W-X-Y-Z.
Boom!
She's right.
Life's mystery solved.
Another fact about the letter W?
Yep.
It's the only letter with a name that does not indicate its phonetic use. Z, Z has a Z sound effect.
Well, it depends whether you call it Z.
Or Z still Z has that sound effect. Every letter sounds like how it's spelt, except W.
Yep.
Very fascinating. Now, if you want to know why, it goes back over 1,000 years. There's a lot of complications involved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make this as easy as possible. In ancient Germanic, so old German language, our boss Benny included.
Welcome.
Welcome, indeed. Or if you want to say, I want to be alone, it's I want to be alone.
I want to suck your blood.
I want you very much indeed. So that's how it all goes back to those sort of times.
Yeah.
And when they wrote the English language or Latin, there was a W sound, which was actually... back those days, represented by the letter V.
Josiah, I'm actually impressed by that.
This morning,
welcome.
I solved one of life mysteries.
You did.
Once again. And that's why over time, many other things have happened, including the French and blah, blah, blah. Minor details we don't need to know. We fast forward
like
to
Hitler
2018. No one's changed it. And that's why it's not double V, it's W. I'm proud of you. You know what?
I'm actually really proud of you.
Thank you. What a fascinating letter.
Yeah.
If you think about it, there's no other letter like it. Not only is it the only one that's not a syllable, it's the only one that doesn't sound like it. And the things that keep me up at night.
The things that keep, I mean, like I said, no one's ever asked that question before, but I'm glad we've had it answered here on this show.
You know what? People are going to go to work today. The kids, you're going to go to school. You're going to sit around that water cooler and go, guess what I learnt from Josiah this morning?
So true. You're an educator of the future.
Absolutely. My father's a teacher and now so am I.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Shout out to our office this morning. They're probably listening to us. We're being broadcast around the station, all of our colleagues. Yesterday, something happened in our office that I feel like I need to share with the Goulburn Valley because it was a great moment for all of us. Shout out to one woman in particular. We love her here. She basically is the backbone of this station. She runs it. She does everything. Her name's Jackie. She's
morning, Jack.
A beautiful lady. Yesterday, Jackie made a bit of a blunder, which we thought we'd got to talk about this morning, to the big boss, Alan, and say who you want to
Alan.
To be employee of the month.
Alan.
Yeah.
Alan.
Yeah, so that's how you start it. You have to start every email. Alan. 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 Alan, I vote for Josiah. No, you don't. Anyway, so Jackie sent out a reminder to all of us to get your votes in for employee of the month.
I haven't done it yet. Have you?
Neither.
Do you want to vote for each other?
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone, though.
Okay, no. Okay. Good. You've got my vote, buddy. You'll get my vote every week.
Same.
Anyway, so Jackie sent that all stuff with the reminder saying, get him in. And then she's gone to send her votes to Alan.
Alan.
And has accidentally hit reply all to the email and sent her votes for employee of the month to the entire office. And I happened to be sitting at my computer at the time and I saw the little email pop up and I clicked on it without thinking and I read who gets her votes.
Who gets the votes?
I'm not saying because she's realised really quickly. Turns out there's a function these days where you can
I didn't get it because she recalled it before I could open it. Who got the votes? Did I get some?
No, I'm not telling you.
Come on, Jackie. I paid your money last month. Surely she gave me 3 votes this week.
Not telling. I promised Jackie that her secret was safe with me. Anyway, so she's recalled it before a lot of people have seen it. And then is mortified, sends out another all staff saying, oops, sorry, guys, that wasn't meant to happen. It was supposed to just go to Alan. But
Alan.
This happens all too frequently in the office. In fact, in life, all staff emails, it's a dangerous, dangerous territory. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16, when did you accidentally reply all?
Well, I just had a joke with Jackie earlier this morning because she's in nice and early. She's a hard worker.
Yeah.
And I said, imagine if that email you sent to her, lucky it was just a couple of votes.
Yeah.
Imagine if she was paying someone out in the office or something. That's something I'd do.
Or taking votes away from someone. Like, I'm not giving it to Josiah.
I know. Remember,
-3.
Remember yesterday, boss Benny?
Yeah.
Remember he was being annoying and I sent you that email going, definitely sent that all office and Benny imagine if he actually read it. I'd be fired.
Lucky you can't hear now. It's so lucky that this is a cone of silence that we're speaking in.
Hey, there's someone out there that has been fired because of an all office email, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, or just if you've done something embarrassing, like maybe I sent my friend Shano in the office an email saying Josiah's so hot but accidentally CC'd you in. When have you sent it to the wrong person?
Yeah, and then I accidentally sent Shano an email said I accidentally kissed Ellie the other day. Yeah. It was an accident. Went to all office. I don't know how.
Oh, God. I know. Now everyone knows how bad our affair. It's crazy. All right, let's go to Annabelle from Shep. Annabelle, did you know?
So I replied back to an email that was meant for just like one or two people, but I accidentally replied all. And I it wasn't a bad reply all, but I responded to the whole company.
The whole company?
Yeah.
How many people in the company?
About 5,000.
What?
Yep. And the CEO replied, and then we ended up having a little bit of a chat, and then I got a promotion from that.
What?
Take that, Annabelle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm going to start replying all more often.
Good networking.
What, did you just have bants about, like, oh, how awkward that I replied all?
Well, yeah, he replied and said, oh, I did that in my first week, don't even worry.
Legend. Love
and then
it.
I said, oh, well, you don't want to know, you know, how much bad work I'm, like, how many mistakes I make at work. And then we just had a bit of a laugh and, yeah, then ended up getting a promotion a few months later.
It's one way to be recognised so your name never goes nowhere. Oh, you're that girl. Yeah, that's right. Annabelle, the one that sent the all off.
Then don't be bitter.
Yeah.
It's good advice. You've got to own it. Even if you're paying someone out in an email, own it. Just go, you know I didn't mean that.
Yeah, it's like the time I accidentally butt FaceTimed our big boss. Remember, Jay?
Yeah.
Didn't get a promotion out of it, though.
Yeah, the difference is hers was like a nice, innocent email. Yeah. Yours was an actual booty call.
No, it was not a booty call. Oh, God. Thanks so much for your call, Annabelle.
Thanks,
Gary.
Yeah, thanks.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, I'm a bit nervous right now. because we've got like the most esteemed guest we've ever had on the show in the studio with us, and I'm feeling a bit nervous about it. I feel like I'm going to say the wrong thing. Please welcome to the show, member for Murray, Damien Drum. Morning, Damien.
G'day, Ellie. How are you, Josiah? How are you going?
Good, thanks, Damien Drum. I thought Ellie was going to say she's nervous because she famously loves a politician.
I do.
She has a huge crush on both ScoMo and Bill Shorten.
I don't discriminate. I just love them both.
Well, you've got real problems with your life. You know, you've got to get out more, and you've got to open up your, your categories much better. You know, what's wrong with Roger Federer?
I like him too.
Oh, you like them all?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much anything that moves, I'll enjoy.
Anything with a heartbeat.
No, just like our ScoMo and Bill Shorten both wear a tracksuit well.
I'll leave that one with you.
Yeah, hey, you wore a suit. That's where you've gone wrong.
You're speaking
today
to a former Fremantle coach. He's worn a few sports tracksuits in his time.
Yeah, we did have a bit of an awkward moment just off air then when I said I'm from WA, but I support the West Coast Eagles.
Yes, sorry. I don't know how that happened, Ellie. You misguided youth, and now misguided in your later years as well. So you've got some real issues.
I knew I had a reason to be nervous with this interview. Oh God. Yeah. Started off on the wrong foot. Now, obviously, you are in the middle of a campaign, the federal election happening next week. God, it's getting soon.
So we're counting down the days, and, there's another 10 days to go. It's been good to get out and about, but we're always out and about anyway. So it's been always busy. Mm-hmm. We're busy as normal, but slightly different sort of busy. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit irky. It doesn't sit really well with the election campaign where you more or less got to go around and hock yourself and ask people to vote for you. It doesn't sit well, but there's no other way around this. That's what the election's all about. You've got to let people know what you've been able to achieve previously and hope they give you a chance to keep doing it.
Very similar to us with our radio show, isn't it? We go around begging people to listen to us and we're number one show and you keep getting elected. So fingers crossed it's the same result for both of us, Damien Drum.
Yeah, well, hopefully you guys keep rating well. And, Alan Kellock works at this radio station.
Yeah.
He's a great mate of mine. We used to knock about when we were young kids and, we used to get a little bit of trouble together and all that sort of stuff.
Well, Alan doesn't just work here. He's our big, big, big boss.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you are really that good of mates, do you mind having a chat to him about our salary?
We'd just like a little bit more money if that's
just
okay.
Just a bit.
I think we've just overstepped our friendships. Yeah. So
if you do that, then I'll add you to the list with ScoMo and Bill Shorten, okay?
Very good.
Hey, we've got to say thank you to you because, see the portrait of Queen Elizabeth that's hanging up behind Josiah in our studio? That was all thanks to your office. You're the reason that she joins us in the studio every morning to oversee our show.
There's been a little bit of a resurgence. It is weird that you guys have got
there's a reason why we had her put up in our studio. We got told we talk too much smut on the show, so now we have Queen Lizzie over my shoulder every morning. Every time I go to talk about something like
she stops
my bodily functions or going to the toilet, I know to stop because Queen Lizzie's in the studio, Damien Drum.
Well, that's a good thing you've done then. That's sort of got you brought you back into a little...
Exactly.
Add a little bit of class to the show.
Yes,
and
exactly.
You got this guardian. It's like having your mum or your dad's photo looking over you when you're talking.
Yes, we should do that too, actually, Josiah.
You just got to keep raising the standard of the conversation.
Hey, Damien Drum, do you mind sticking around with us? Because we want to play a fun game with you next.
I'm nervous now.
It's got nothing to do with eggs, we promise.
Okay, all right. Let's go, see how we go.
We are at the moment with the member for Murray, the current member for Murray, Damien Drum, for the next week and a half at least.
Yep.
Welcome back to the show, Damien.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thanks for sticking around.
AFL, it's all what everyone's talking about. Have you got a team that you reckon, I know you're a Geelong fan, you played for them as well, but who do you think is going to take out the title this year, the flag? Is it going to be Geelong?
Well, I'm not overly worried about this year. I'm just worrying about whether the Cats can go back-to-back next year.
He's confident.
So that's the biggest issue that we've got to worry about, I think, is, can we win it again in, 2020?
You reckon it's funny that Ellie came out at the start of this year and said that the Demons are going to win?
Yeah, I was sure of it.
Well, I think you had plenty of friends that were also saying that the Demons were ready to take the next step. I might have been one of them at some stage.
Yes.
But it's been really disappointing because there's so many people in the Shep that love Melbourne due to our long-term, we had a long association in the zone years where so many of our really good players went down and played for Melbourne.
Mm.
So, I think there's quite a few of people from the Shep area that love the Demons. Demons, and they're going through a hard time right now.
When you made the decision to quit footy for politics, what was that like? Is it a different game, politics, to footy?
The Fremantle Footy Club helped me with that decision.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they were doing so awfully?
No. Sort of like, you know, I lost my job as coach through popular demand. So when you get sacked, it's pretty tough. But it was a difficult decision because I just love footy and I still love footy. But to make a decision that do you want to be an assistant coach for another 10 to 15 years after you've been sacked as a head coach, that's a big decision. Do you want to have your kids, trouncing around all over Australia, picking up the next assistant coaching job, or do you want to settle down and I just had an opportunity to have a go at this funny game called politics, and I thought, well, I've always been really, really interested in it. I never thought it'd ever be for me, so I just decided to have a go at it, and I got elected way back in 2002, I found that you really can achieve some good stuff, and then it sort of grows, and you grow on it, and it grows on you, and before you know it, you've been in there for quite a while.
Yeah, that's a long stint. Mm. Whoa. Good on you. Well, Damien Drum, we'd love to play a game with you now. Because your surname is Drum, we assume you know a lot about drumming.
Oh, I thought you were going to say guitar.
That was one of our ideas. We wanted to get you to try and play up a whole bunch of different instruments that weren't drums, guitars, recorders, but we couldn't track them down. So this is the next best thing.
Okay.
I've got a number of songs here that either feature famous drumming in it or are about drums.
You know, I haven't got a creative bone in my body.
No, you don't have to be creative.
Right.
It's okay.
That's
We're
fine.
Just looking for the artists that sing the next songs.
Okay.
That's all. There's three that we're going to test you with.
And if you get one of them right, you've got my vote.
Yeah.
Only one.
Can I use my phone?
No, you cannot use your phone.
You can phone a friend, though.
Right.
All right. First one. We need the artist of this song. Any idea? The song title is Like a Drum.
No idea.
It's a famous Australian singer. Do we give clues?
Yeah, go and give it to him. He used to have an afro.
Guy Sebastian.
Hey!
Well done.
Well done. There you go. One out of one. All right, the next is a famous drumming song.
Phil Collins.
Oh. Damien Drum.
Bang.
Damien Drum.
Didn't take him. All he had to hear was the first drum.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's a drum himself, you know. He gets it. All right, the last one's a bit harder. It's not one of their famous songs. It is a famous song. It's a cover done by them, but they're a famous singer.
So this guy, he's a really good-looking little short little cute little kid.
Come on, you've got his name. Come on, you've got it.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah! Oh, Damien Drum, 3 out of 3.
How did you get that?
Well done.
He's not short and cute anymore. He's grown up and he's a bit more festy these days.
Not really. No.
He's still a good singer though.
No. Yeah, yes. Very true. Yep. Well, there you go. You know your drums. You obviously know your politics. You know your footy.
There's
nothing
Bieber.
You can't do. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning and good luck with the election next week.
Cheers. Thanks very much for the opportunity to say good day.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.